Why I look like this at the launch of my magazine. I had a persistent tension headache behind my left eye that made me a little bit nauseous for about a week. And I pushed through because, hey, I've just got a lot on my plate right now. It's stress. There's class. There's work. There's that 30-minute oral presentation on Shirley Jackson and an essay on light in August. Thank you, Alexis Pride. I just got new notes on my manuscript for my independent study. Thank you, Garnett Kilberg Cohen. So those should be outlined and edited on Sunday because I have 3 new stories to read for workshop and critique letters for each to write. Thank you, David McLean. And I still haven't started the reading for my critical reading and writing class. There's also an appeal to the scholarship department to extend my financial aid this year and my meeting with Jennifer Helpert at the Career Center and that meeting with Devin Polderman about my spring schedule. I also have that prescription to pick up at Walgreens, and if you don't pick it up within 3 days, they just send it back, and then you have to reorder it. And I can't remember the last time I went to the grocery store. Laundry, laundry, laundry is a thing you have to do sometimes. Yeah, laundry needs to get done too. Phew, that's a lot to do this week. Oh wait, no, there's more. I'm launching a literary magazine. So I gotta update the website with the new editorial masthead, launch the new Instagram account and post every morning, and we need to put together a social media schedule for the week. We're doing a Meet the Editors push in the lead up to our launch at City Lit. Shit, City Lit. Okay, we need those posters. Gonna have to ask Nisha about that and check how consignment contracts work. Thank you, Trevor and Lisa and Nisha. And the Wiseman grant application. Gotta write a grant proposal because deadlines are on December 12th and we gotta put together the budget and get the recommendation requests in early and the rough draft. Oh, and the printer. The printer. The first proof came back and man, oh man, the mistakes in it. Are you ready for this? The margin of our featured artist's name on the editorial page caption is cut off, so it doesn't say Mia Turnbull, it just says Mia Turn. The resolution of the Perkins Harnley painting on page 14 is pixelated, so that entire image needs to be sized down and redesigned, which means that page 14 of the print magazine will look different than page 14 of the online magazine, and everyone will notice that. All right, turning the page. Oh my God, the proof is saddle stitched, not perfect binding. I told them I wanted perfect binding and they give me back saddle stitch, which let's be honest people, we are not making a theatrical program here. We are making a literary magazine, come on. Oh shoot, our contributor, Aysen, she lives in Iran. How do I send her 2 contributor copies? I have no idea how to format her address on the mailing label. Note to self, look up how to properly format Iranian mailing addresses. So obviously it's a tension headache. Right behind the left eye, like a little dude is just roosting back there, sitting on my optic nerve and giving the back of my eye a big long pinch squeeze hug with electric zip zips shooting along the nerve just above my temple and up to the top of my head. A pop on the crown with a pin needle hole that smokes like a lightning bolt, and it hits and hits and hits. But I push through because, hey, I've just got a lot on my plate, and it's stress. It's normal. I ignore it. Over the next several days, I'm like, whatever, I didn't eat enough breakfast. Lay off the caffeine. It's a normal headache. Take a dose of liquid ibuprofen. I don't swallow pills. It gets a little worse, so it's a fever. Take your temperature. Oh no, it must be COVID. Test taken, test negative. Whew. Maybe the beginning of a migraine? So more ibuprofen. Like now I've gone through a whole bottle of ibuprofen. Okay, now I'm nauseous and my left eye swollen shut. So it's a migraine, definitely a migraine. I wish I had some rizatriptan. Let's just make do and chug down another 2 bottles of ibuprofen. Oh no, now this is worse than a migraine. God, shit, damn, this has got to be a fucking cluster headache. Shit, I ran out of ibuprofen. And as I stumble into sleep the night before Thanksgiving, that zippy little lightning bolt at the top of my head starts thunderclapping. It's the jolt of nerves that convulses down the spine and spasms every muscle. Unending, unceasing, no breaks, no relief. What can I do to get my mind off this pain? Because clearly I'm not going back to sleep. I might as well get my laundry done. But by 6 a.m., I am crying on the phone to my sister, with my head pressed to the kitchen table and my arm flung out like a chalk-lined victim on an episode of Law and Order. And my sister gets immediately into her car and drives an hour to Chicago on Thanksgiving morning to take me to the ER, where I wail into her shoulder and cry like I'm in a soap opera. Make it stop. I just want it to stop. I'm screaming the whole time in the ER. I want to rip my eye out of my skull because surely that would be less pain. I'm tested, wheeled on a gurney into observation, IV'd up, pumped full of drugs, given a diagnosis of ocular shingles, and so goes my Thanksgiving weekend. The next morning, my mom shows up from Florida. I vaguely remember crying into the phone on Thanksgiving morning to her. A conversation I have no memory of, except one thing. My mother saying that I should go get a weighted blanket and put it around my shoulders, and that's her giving me a big hug. She immediately bought her ticket and got on a plane and flew to Chicago from Tampa and headed straight to the hospital with her suitcase in tow. And she sat at my bedside for the entirety of Thanksgiving weekend while I lay there in one of those backless nightgowns with wires up my arms, drugged out and sleeping. The doc said ocular shingles is rare in someone as young as me, and really the only thing that could have triggered it was an overload of stress. That I need to relax to make time to de-stress? Because stress can have a real effect on the immune system, so just take it easy, Laura. Take some things off your plate. More and more young people are getting shingles because of stress. But all I can think is, will I be better by Friday? Because class I can sacrifice. Work, sure, I will call in sick. The meetings we'll reschedule. The homework we will catch up on. But the magazine launch? Feels like I'm recovering from stab wounds or surgery, but I will be at that launch. Okay, you listen to me, I know you have ocular shingles, which is about the worst sounding thing ever. So I get that you're not feeling great, I. But you are not allowed to stop me from going to the magazine launch. You and I, we are gonna push through and just do it, okay? I don't care that you hurt, so stop being a little bitch. And I know, head is all, that's what got you into this in the first place, Laura. Pushing through and stressing out and ignoring pain when pain is trying to tell you that something is up. Well, shut up, head. And nerves, you're being total dicks. You need to cut it out too. Get your act together, all three of you. We're gonna get bandaged and drugged up on pain meds, and we're going to City Lit on Friday. And that's why I look like this at the launch of my magazine.